From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Rex Tillerson out as Secretary of State? Citing senior officials, New York Times reports today that the White House has developed a plan to replace Secretary of State Rex Tillerson with the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, within weeks. Under the plan, Republican Senator Tom Cotton would be tapped to replace Pompeo at the CIA. The Times said it was not immediately clear whether President Donald Trump had given final approval of the plan. North Korea on Thursday released a video of its latest missile launch, which it claims has the ability to strike the whole U.S. mainland. Leader Kim Jong-un declared the test of the Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile had completed his nation's drive to become a full-fledged nuclear power. But analysts remain unconvinced that the North has mastered the technology to ensure the missile survives the difficult re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. U.S. President Donald Trump dismissed a Chinese diplomatic effort to rein in North Korea's weapons program as a failure on Thursday, while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Beijing should do more to limit oil supplies in Pyongyang. In a tweet, Trump delivered another insulting barb against North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whom he called Little Rocket Man and a sick puppy after North Korea test-fired its most recent missile. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Washington's approach is dangerously provocative. This is VOA News. Pakistan says high-level discussions away from public glare are underway with the United States to bridge differences stemming from the new Afghan strategy U.S. President Donald Trump announced in August. Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Faisal said that Pakistan did not agree with the U.S. policy because there was a difference in understanding and perceptions on both sides. The policy focused on Pakistan's alleged duplicity, receiving billions of dollars in U.S. assistance as a non-NATO ally for combating regional terrorism and covertly supporting the Taliban and the Haqqani network, waging deadly attacks on Afghan and U.S.-led allied forces in Afghanistan. Pope Francis has arrived in Bangladesh after a four-day visit to neighboring Myanmar, a trip marked by his refusal to publicly address the Muslim Rohingya crisis. The pontiff was greeted in a ceremony by the president of Bangladesh, Abdul Hamid.
Your closeness to them, your call for helping them and to ensure their full rights provide moral responsibility to the international community to act with promptness and sincerity.
Francis has been criticized by human rights activists for not specifically mentioning the Rohingyas, a minority ethnic group that has been denied basic rights for decades in the majority Buddhist Myanmar. The International Labor Organization says a majority of the world's population, 4 billion people, have no special protection, leaving them mired in endless cycle of poverty. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the ILO's World Social Protection Report in Geneva.
The report says 45% of the global population is covered by at least one social benefit, but that leaves 55% without any social protection, a situation ILO Director General Guy Ryder calls unacceptable.
And that means that they do not receive any child benefit, any maternity benefit, any unemployment protection, any disability benefit, any old age pension.
The consequences are severe and tangible. The report finds the lack of social protection leaves people vulnerable to illness, poverty, inequality, and social exclusion. The ILO regards this situation as a significant obstacle to economic growth and social development. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ann Ball reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.